Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Cheeseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Rob.
Morning. A tough one for your team and a tremendous game down at Elon. You guys come up a little short, 30-27 in double overtime. As you've gone back and looked at the tape on that one, just give me your impressions on the game.
Well, like you said, excellent college football game. I think both teams played really hard. I think both teams competed. You know, credit to Elon. They found a way to win the game at the end there. I think both teams felt that they were going to win the game. I mean, I felt the whole time we were going to win, and I'm sure they felt the whole time they were going to win. It was tough. You know, the first half, we're going to halftime 14-14, and, you know, we've got 13 first downs. They had three. We had a bunch of yards. We were moving the football. But they got two big plays on us. First play of the game, credit them. He schemed it up, got a mismatch and huge 75-yard touchdown throw. You know, and then they got a big run after the turnover to get it down there. And again, did a nice job of getting it in the end zone. But, you know, at 14-14, I thought, you know, we were moving the ball. We were playing good defense other than probably two plays there. And, you know, all of a sudden you're sitting at halftime 14-14. I think we came out in the third quarter and played well. We couldn't get touchdowns. We kicked a field goal. We had a field goal blocked. We missed one. Well, we missed two in the game. It seemed like, you know, I know they ended up with a good amount of yards too on offense. So they, you know, they were doing some really good things, but, you know, it just seemed like, you know, we were in control of the game and they won the game. I would rather win the game than be in control of the game. So congratulations to Elon. I know that, you know, the blocked field goal, that dude got up on that one. It wasn't a low kick. He got up and, you know, it should have been a penalty. He left and landed on people. It should have been a 15-yard penalty there. That wasn't called and keeps the drive alive there. But, you know, sometimes things like that happen. And, you know, again, he got up. I mean, our guy kicked it high and he got up, man, and got it. But great college football game and congratulations to Elon. They got a good football team.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Coach Huseman, Richmond had 92 plays, so maybe this is an improper question, but is the pass-run ratio something that you like? So Udinski attempted 58 passes and completed 42 of them. That's a lot, but you ran a lot of plays.
Yeah, we had the ball a lot. And, you know, we were making them punt. We didn't get any turnovers, which was disappointing. And again, credit them. They hung on to the football. We had two opportunities on interceptions and didn't get either one that would have really helped us out there. But, they hung on to the football. We ran the ball 33 times, John, and I think that's probably a good amount. We are very efficient. I think Dykes had 104 yards rushing. We weren't getting negative run plays. We were really positive in the run game. But, you know, we're probably going to throw the ball more than we run the ball this year. I love our wideout. I love our backs, but, you know, our wideouts are really good. And Reese is so consistent back there. You trust him to throw it 60 times and not throw an interception.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Russ, we talked about last week that Jake Harris maybe hadn't gotten the ball as much. And then he got his breakout game, 12 catches, 174, and made some really – tough catches along the way. Just talk about his afternoon.
Yeah, some real tough catches. We ended up scoring in overtime, but one, you know, he has it and loses it out of there. It would have been another great catch down there in the corner. He did an excellent job. He got open. Reese found him, on that last drive we had to get it down to the 3-yard line. We got a big third down play, and Reese throws an inside fade to him, and he makes a heck of a catch. DB's blanketed all over him. Great coverage, and Jake goes up and makes a big play to keep that drive alive. And, you know, we knocked off a lot of time on that drive. And, You know, as we got down there on the 3-yard line, that's on me. You know, I personally, you know, I got conservative down there. And, you know, Billy, you know, I kind of took the ball out of his hands a little bit to try to burn time, burn timeouts. I felt our defense was playing good. And, you know, so, you know, 3 out of the 4 plays probably weren't great for where they were. Where they were lined up, it was going to be hard real estate there.
Elon's offense has been pretty prolific all year, especially with the new quarterback. You guys, like you said, outside of the big plays, did a great job shutting them down. What went so well for you on that side of the ball?
He's a really good player. They got great wideouts. The running back's excellent. The run's hard. You know, I'm not sure if we shut him down. I mean, I think he threw for 322 yards. Right. I'm not sure if that's shutting him down. He made some key throws. He made it, you know, through a seam route. Our strong safety got there late on that last drive for 31 yards, which was a great throw. The one thing I can say is we didn't let him, you know, beat us running. And we knew we couldn't let him beat us running. Our defensive line played really well. We had a lot of pressure on him most of the game, and I was really proud of, you know, the physicality and the pass rush we put. But he made plays. He's an excellent player, and I know they're glad to have him.
Follow-up question from John. Go ahead, John.
Coach Huseman, the Spiders don't play this weekend. I wonder if there's a focus that the program has heading into this bye week, whether it be recruiting or recuperation or – changing some things scheme-wise?
Well, they are recruiting a couple days. We do have to get healthy. You know, we were way, way down. I mean, we, no excuses, but the last drive, we were really down on DB. We couldn't get into really any coverage stuff we wanted to get because, our dime was out. We had a couple DBs out leading up to it, so we didn't have enough DBs on that. You know, it's tough when you play with 3 linebackers and you want to say, all right, let's defend the pass, but you're very limited in what you can do there. And they took full advantage of it and found some seams there on us. But we got to get healthy. We came out, you know, we're banged up. We went into it banged up, not bad, but, you know, Savon Smith went out with a hip flexor. The last few punts, he couldn't return. He could only catch them. And we got to get healthy. The bye week is coming at a perfect time for us.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Coach, you were mentioning the defensive line, and I believe it was 7 tackles for loss, 4 hurries this past week. Kind of at the midway point of the season, how would you maybe grade the progress that group has made from week one?
A lot of progress. I mean, I told the team last night in team meeting, so proud of where the defensive line has come. Ray Eldridge played a little bit last year. Marlon played a good amount last year, but the rest of them, you know, didn't play very much, and they're getting better. I mean, it was a great effort by those guys up front. You know, they popped a long run, and then obviously in overtime popped one. Probably wasn't the defensive line's fault on either one of those plays. But, you know, we're defending the run pretty well. But what I like is they're rushing the passer. I mean, we didn't give him a whole lot of time back there to throw the ball or set his feet. They're progressing. What kind of grade, I'm not sure, but I do know they're getting better, Kyle.
And with Jeremiah in particular, has had some pretty big games. How has he kind of made the leap, you know, in terms of being sort of an integral part of that group?
Jeremiah Grant?
Yeah, Jeremiah Grant.
Yeah. Jeremiah's doing a great job. Slow start in camp. We weren't real thrilled with him. He's kind of gotten in shape, and he's a dynamic player, a physical guy. I'm so happy with it. He rushed the passer great. You know, he had a couple other opportunities, and it didn't work out, but I thought he is progressing, and with him and Marlon and Xander Barnett's our third end, he's doing a really nice job. So you know, I think we can rush the passer on the edge there, and they're also pretty physical guys, with taking on blocks in the run game. So yeah, as long as we stay healthy, we got three ends, three tackles, you know, I feel good moving forward.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time here this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, take care.